Alrighty. We be back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, including music news.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yay!
And Steve Patterson.
Do you like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Chris Stapleton's new video for Starting Over is out today. You guys remember this one?
I don't, but I bet I liked it.
I think you did. You want to hear a little bit of it?
Yours.
Here it goes.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
Starting over.
Oh, I love it so much. Such a good writer.
Yeah, and just a really wonderful voice. For a while, he was doing duets with a bunch of folks, and we were like, guys, stop doing duets with Chris Stapleton because your verse will never sound as good as his verse.
Right. Well, ever. You know, for a long time, he was just writing. Right. I mean, he was also making music, but he wasn't getting recognized for his own stuff. So, and he was singing backup vocals on a lot of records.
Right. For years, he was just writing and backup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad he's a hit found maker. Success now.
I am too. Because, you know, they're not looking for guys that look like him.
Right. He looks like he just walked out of a cave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so, you know,
and it was eaten really well in there.
Right?
Yeah.
And in the music world, they're looking for the whole package. They want somebody that can grow and make money for the record company, the young, good looking, you know, typically good looking.
Yes. Exactly. It's just like any other industry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Expand the options of what we as the consumers.
We want real people.
Whoops.
I don't need another Keith Urban.
Right.
I need a Chris Stapleton.
I need a Chris Stapleton too.
Who your first question is, what are you in for? By the way, thanks to
Give Me the Beat.
I yesterday listened probably 4 times in a row on my commute. Thank you very much. To Lauren Elena's Getting Over Him featuring John Party.
That is
courtesy of the beat, Donna.
Wow.
It's courtesy of the beat.
That's very impressive. I never thought I'd hear you say the words John
Donna,
Party.
Now I'm wondering, did I do this on a day that you were out? Did I bring this?
I think you
do
did
you
because
know
I don't remember I don't remember them doing a song together. So
oh, you've
it's courtesy
gotta hear
of you.
This song, Donna.
I will.
All right, you do something and then I'm gonna bring up a song for you.
And then I want you to look into Jamie Johnson, J-A-M-E-Y, because if you
boy
like Chris
girl.
Stapleton, it is a boy, very much looks like a Chris Stapleton type, extremely, I mean, he's just one of my all-time favorites.
Uh-huh.
So check him out. Okay, this is for Dawn.
Yes.
BTS's new video is going to premiere in Fortnite.
Oh!
Did you know that?
I didn't know that,
Their first fully English language song, of course, we talked about this, it's called Dynamite, is a global hit, and last month the official music video set the record as YouTube's most viewed music video in its first 24 hours.
Yeah.
101.1 million views.
Oh,
yeah, it's great. It's a great video. They're all so cool.
I mean, 101 million?
That's a lot, guys.
I don't know any of their names, and there's so many members. I can't.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, that guy's cool. And then the next guy comes on, and I'm like, oh, he's cooler than
I love that
before.
You think
they're all
cool.
Eating good, though, like, because there's a lot of people in the band, and then I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like trying to take their money.
I
there's
think they'll
seven
be okay.
of them. They're all right. They are absolutely global superstars.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But, I mean, we don't know if that means they're seeing a lot of the money.
They better.
I know, right? We're going to be really mad.
Hopefully things have changed.
So, they are, this Friday, they've got a brand new music video promising never before seen choreography.
Oh!
They're going to be in Fortnite at the Party Royale Islands main stage.
No, when? How do I do
mean?
That? That, I think, does that mean if I enter Battle Royale? Well, I have to figure this out.
Party Royale.
Party Royale, that's different than Battle Royale?
So Steve, here's what it says.
I've never played Fortnite, so you have to get in on this and let us know.
Okay, so far...
Dawn, you got to start playing it. It's good.
The video will not be available in Fortnite on Apple devices.
Okay.
I'm on a PlayStation.
Yep, it'll be PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, Android, via Fortnite.com.
Oh, that's right, because they're having that. They had that falling out with Apple.
Oh.
Or they did not like the game makers behind them. Empire Games didn't like the cut that Apple was taking. Ooh. And so they then temporarily said, we're not going to, our app is no longer available in the Apple App Store.
Whoa.
So if you already had it on your phone, you still have it, but you can't download it now.
7 p.m. on Friday. Okay.
Oh, sounds like we got plans.
Here they are doing a stripped down version of their song, Dynamite.
Oh, this is a Tiny Desk concert version. Yeah.
I like this. I gotta download this. Sings this isn't it so good?
That's so good.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Really fun.
I love it.
Dawn, I love how you sound like a 14-year-old girl. You just keep saying, they're so cool.
They are.
They're so cool, Bob.
That's how I feel about Harry Styles.
Oh.
All right, you guys, this is going to be a first time for us. Can we check out this new single from Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, Amy? Okay. She's the one we've never seen on The Osbournes, the TV show. She just wanted to stay completely separated from that whole thing.
She wasn't on the tour when I was around with them either.
Well, she just released her debut album now. Mm-hmm. She's 37 years old. Her stage name is Aro, and the album will be coming out. It's the album is called Vacare Adamare, and the new single is House of Lies. I think you might like it. I love
you
it.
Wrong.
Oh my God, I love it so much. Oh.
I think she has a good voice, and it's covered up by too much reverb, and
the music's too loud.
She's drowning in it, and they need to trust that she has a good voice, because a lot of times if it's kind of sucks, if you put a lot of reverb on it, it sounds better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the song sounds good. I think she sounds good, but I'm with you on the music. She's drowning a little bit in the...
Maybe this is just a one song that sounds like that. It's just a feel of one song instead of
it
almost sounds like a live performance where you're annoyed that the band is too loud.
Sure, like you're too close to the speaker,
or just they have the guitar player thinks they're cooler than the singer, and so they want to like really and you're like, I can't hear the words.
Right.
How about this? When we come back after the break. Dawn, I'll work with you. Let's debut the Lauren Elena song so that I can introduce Donna to some country music. We'll do a little bonus beat right after the break. And then Dawn's got a funny story about a group text situation that happened over the weekend. We'll get into all of that when we return. It's Dawn and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, don't forget, today is Tuesday, so that means coming up at 11:30, based off of Ellen's apology to her audience yesterday, we thought... we would ask a question that has to do with an apology. Like, what? I got this, you guys. Don't worry.
We have complete faith in you.
There's nothing to see here.
Don't apologize.
What is the last thing you genuinely apologized for? That is our question today. You can answer it on our Facebook page, or you could send us an email, Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com, or you can call us at 11:30. How about that?
How about it?
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, operators will be standing by. I love how we are still allowed to bring the operators in. Anytime we do a phone segment.
Yeah.
It's just cool that they're able to get past the COVID protocol that we have at the Hubbard Building. Mm-hmm. And they come in and they just keep to themselves.
You know, it's funny. I started my radio career as a phone operator.
What kind?
Mm-hmm.
Better from you than me, Dawn.
At a radio station, they needed two people at all times on the phones.
Do.
I know. But we had 20 phone lines, so it was constant, and they never, ever, ever, ever stopped ringing.
Ever. And what if they wanted to do caller 94? Did you really have to go to 94?
It was caller 100, actually. Yes. Yes. Oh. And we would get the 100. We'd count to 99, let the DJ know, and in the length of a song, they would have recorded the listener and played it back.
Yeah.
Played back the winner.
We never
right
took
after the
live
song.
People on. I've never until I worked here taken live calls.
Same.
Just record it and edit super quick quick during the commercial.
I know.
Breaks.
I was surprised that we didn't even have a recording device in the studio. I'm like, why is there no, you know, recorder in here?
Uh-huh. And then we really started scaring people like Paul Black whenever we were just like, phone call comes in. If it rings, we pick it up live. And that, it only bit us in the butt a couple of times. But by and large, when people call in, you know, sometimes they're calling about something totally random. But by and large, they play by the rules here on the Don and Steve show.
Sure.
Yeah. This is like an actual film instead of like a short film. Music radio is like you have smaller segments.
Yeah.
So you have to maximize your time and you cannot give control over to the listener. That's how music radio, because they, you know, you just don't have time. So
here
you
we're just trying seconds. To fill time.
You're
we got
right.
3 hours we're like, of chatting.
Come on, Susie, go ahead, take over the next segment.
Follow-up question for you, Susie,
lunch.
Actually.
Anyway, hey, okay. We digress.
I want to introduce you, Donna, to a country music song that I think you might like the genre in general, but I want to get you started and wet your country whistle with this song.
Okay. I like both these artists, so I'm down.
This is Lauren Elena and John Party. This song came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's called Getting Over Him. I'll give you just a little bit of Lauren's verse, the hook, and then you'll just hear the beginning of John Party. I
this
think
is through your phone. Okay.
No.
We did it official.
We worked during the break. It's all good. Here
Sorry,
is Lauren Elena getting over him. Now, wait a second.
All
Let's
right.
just let John come to the party, if you will.
Over him.
Here you go.
He's real country.
Heard from a friend of a friend that she had a bad mom, girl.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Right
song.
There. Yeah. It's a total getting over it song. It's a hookup. It's a rebound song.
Yeah.
This is a good example of negotiated meaning.
Uh-huh.
Just like, oh, I love the melody.
It's a hookup is what it is.
No, the whole song is about a hookup. Yeah. I wish that they
no
both just find
Saturday
good.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Is
That's
that
great.
What you say to Lou? You like no strings. She's like, you saddled me with another baby.
That's right.
Can't get any more strings than that.
Listen, we got her strings tied.
That's right.
We're all good.
You
y'all.
Should do a song called No Strings Attached.
Oh,
that,
man.
By the way, sounds very Miranda Lambert-ish to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's her style.
Sure. That John Party, though, he's the kind of guy.
He's real hillbilly, I tell you that right now. He's real
10
country.
10-gallon hat he'll wear, huh?
Yeah. He's always in overalls.
Look like.
Yeah. They're good. They're really good. Do we have time for Dawn's story?
Oh, sure. I can make anything quick. I come from music radio.
You got
I can
it,
tell
girl.
This in 30 seconds.
I got you, too.
Okay, so I had this situation where I was in a group text. My friend Travis started it, and I didn't know any of the rest of the numbers.
I hate that when you just see phone numbers.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And so it went on for about a week where I would open my phone, and I would get like, it's like, okay, 10 messages. And I'm thinking it's from MC or, you know, people that I know.
That you speak with regularly.
Instead of random. So I'm like, I don't know these people. So I looked up, how do I leave a conversation? Found out that it didn't give me an option on my iPhone because someone in the group text didn't have an iPhone. And if somebody doesn't have an iPhone, you can't click on leave the conversation.
Oh.
All right. You go into the, like, if you have a group text right now, go into it.
Okay.
At the top, you click on, like, four people, it says. And then go to info. All right. And then at the bottom, it says leave this conversation. And you can do that. All right. But if it doesn't show that, that means someone has an Android. So I contacted Travis, my friend, and I said, I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't know any of these people, your friends. And I just, you know, don't get a lot of texts. So when I see I have 20, it kind of worries me. So will you please start a new thread with your friends?
Oh,
he said, you know, everybody in the group text.
Oh, you just don't have their number saved.
So it ended up being a friend of mine from college in Chicago, one from New York, and one from St. Louis.
Oh.
I knew, and he's like, it's Wendy, Blaze, and Chad. And I'm like, what? And so then I went back
Blaze
on there, and they made fun of me, and it was, you know, now we're talking back and forth.
Fun.
I just thought that was a funny little
Now, let me ask you this, Dawn.
Yeah?
When you hit, and I know we're up against the clock here, when you hit leave the conversation, everybody can see that, right?
Yeah, that's
the bad
thing.
It'll
say Dawn has left the conversation.
Oh,
I think.
Then you become that person where they're like, well,
You'll never see eye to eye with Blaze again or Chad.
Right?
I used to see eye to eye with Blaze a lot, though.
Whoa.
Did you?
Give us a call. 651-641-1071. College of Pop Culture Knowledge. You can play, you can win. It's next.
Back to the show.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Dawn McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
With a score of 71 for Steve and 59 for Donna Valentine, we're playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Donna and Steve Show. We have Jane on the line with us. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hello, Donna. It's Renegade Jane.
Hey, Jane.
What up, Renegade?
Jane is calling from West St. Paul, population of 19,678. Now, Jane, if you had to eat the same thing every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Yeah, potatoes.
Why would you even ask?
That's right. Okay, now you are going to get a special prize if you win today, so pick wisely. We have an advanced a home screening of Kajillionaire. It's a original comedy starring Evan Rachel Wood, Gina Rodriguez, Deborah Winger, and Richard Jenkins. It opens in theaters this Friday, but you get to see it at home in advance if you win. Jane, I'm going to need a little bit more enthusiasm from you.
Honestly, Jane, did we just wake you or what?
No, I'm technically challenged, so I'm going to have to figure out how to see it.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, we can arrange something for you.
I've got kids who can figure it out for me.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, now, today's topic on the College of Pop Cultural Knowledge, if I have everybody's attention.
Yes.
Okay, things with states in the name. Okay.
Okay.
Pop culture things with states in the name. So, Jane, it comes down to you. Who do you think knows more about this, Donna or Steve?
I really have no idea, but I got to go with Donna.
Yay! Okay.
Thank you, Jane. Bye, Steve. Nice talking to you.
Okay.
Hey, Donna. Hey. That was a little mean. All right. Bye.
Okay, so Steve's going to exit the room so he can't hear the questions. Jane, you've played before. You know this. Yep. You will be quiet in the background. Then we can help Donna at the end, okay?
Okay.
The timer will start after I ask the first question. Once again, pop culture things with states in the name.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Her most popular song on Spotify is the 2009 song, He Could Be the One.
Pass.
Yeah.
2002 Reese Witherspoon movie named after a 1974 song.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Question three, 1991 Gus Van Sant movie with Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix.
Oh, gosh, what is this called? Not Nashville, that's not a state.
Yeah, it is. Well, no, that's not.
Jane?
I don't know. I'm just going to say Nebraska. That's hard.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go over these. Her most popular song on Spotify and the 2009 song, He Could Be the One. Do you know what this would be, Jane?
What state?
Okay. This is a state, and we're talking about a person here, her most favorite song on Spotify. Okay, moving on. Second one, Sweet Home Alabama is what you said. Are you good with that, Jane?
Better than I can come up with.
All righty. And number three, Donna said Nebraska. Do you want to change that?
What was the question?
Okay, 1991 Gus Van Sant movie with Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix.
Oh, man.
All right.
We suck.
No. It's okay. Let's ask Steve back. Maybe he'll suck worse than you did, okay? And then we'll see who wins.
I think
today.
He'll do well on the first one.
You probably. Think so? Yeah. All righty. We'll see what happens.
Came crawling back.
Hey, Steve. Okay. Once again, the topic is pop culture things with states in the name. Okay. The timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Her most popular song on Spotify is the 2009 song, He Could Be the One.
Pass.
Question two. 2002 Reese Witherspoon movie named after a 1974 song.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Question three. 1991 Gus Van Sant movie with Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix.
Florida.
Okay.
Ohio. Shut it, Jane. Kansas.
Okay.
Dakota Boys. And the first one is Virginia Peebles.
You know what's sad is I saw the movie and I don't know what it is either, Steve.
Okay.
There's no way we tied there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Donna did not have an answer for the first one. Steve said Virginia Peebles for her most popular song on Spotify in 2009. Mm-hmm. He could be the one. That is Hannah Montana.
Oh.
Steve, we expected you to get that one.
Yeah, I should have got it. I've watched it.
Oh. 2002 Reese Witherspoon movie named after a 1974 song. Donna said Sweet Home Alabama. So did Steve. So you tie for that one.
All right. We're friends.
Yay. Okay. 1991 Gus Van Sant movie with Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix. Steve said Florida, Ohio, Kansas, and Dakota Boys. Donna said Nebraska. The movie is called My Own Private Idaho.
Yes.
Oh, okay, which puts us into a tiebreaker. All righty. Now, just yell it out when you know after I play this. Here's a movie theme. What state is the main character's name?
Oh, man.
Florida.
Indiana Jones.
All right, Steve. Oh, I'm so sorry. That means Jane. You don't have to worry about that technology because you did not win today.
That's okay because now I can play again because I didn't win.
There you go, Jane. That's
the attitude, Jane.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, well, thanks for... Hopefully you'll make like a potato hot dish tonight.
I will.
That sounds good.
All right, Jane. Say hi to Larry.
Bye, guys. I will.
Bye, Jane. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Gosh.
You know,
It was hard.
I feel like I felt extra bad about pummeling you into submission and making Jane a big loser today because Jane sounded so low-key from the beginning.
Oh, Jane always sounds like that.
Jane, Renegade Jane. Did Renegade Jane used to call into your hillbilly days?
It's a long story. I used to go to a nightclub and she taught dance.
Line dancing.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Yeah.
My Uncle Wally used to be really into line dancing. He was. Yeah,
what happened? He's not into it anymore?
I don't think he's line danced in quite some time. He really got into it, though.
Yeah, people like to line dance. I am anti-group participation whenever possible.
Yeah.
Really?
She is, and that's okay.
Unless it's the wave. I love the wave.
Okay.
Have you ever had the courage to start the wave?
Yeah, I tried. Nobody. Yeah, I'm just not a natural-born leader.
All right, everybody, look at me on the count of three. It's pretty cool. It's funny how...
I always start a clap first.
Oh, like a slow clap?
Yeah, or I'll just be like,
or just a general applause.
Yeah, because then people will follow because they feel bad.
Like Ellen did on her show when she wanted people to clap.
Right?
She started
clapping too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tricky spot to be, my friends. It's a tricky spot to be, my friends.
All right, Steve.
Donna,
I can see where he's going.
Say that
he's going to start doing his frosty tip guy thing.
Oh, Pete Master Tips.
The Master Tips or Pete Master Tips? Not Master Tips, it's Pete Master Tips. I'm David S. Pumpkins. I'm here to scare the hell out of you.
That's
a good 5 minutes, by the way, gang. And there's a great spot in the David S. Pumpkins SNL sketch starring Tom Hanks, happened a few years ago and then became like this instant little Halloween sketch hit. It's a great point. So Tom Hanks is David S. Pumpkins and he's like butt slapping these dancing skeletons beside him. And he smacks both of them on the butt. And then he says, any questions? And it's so great because what is his name? Beck Bennett says, yes, several. Which I think is just such a good line. Because at this point, you have no idea what's going on in the sketch. It's just really, really wonderful.
It's great.
Oh, man. That's good.
Thank you for asking. I'm doing okay. Day three with the puppy.
Oh, and, is it keeping you awake?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to wake up in the middle of the night. So last night at 11 o'clock and then at 4:45.
I
was like, oh, wow, good boy. This is great. And then I was like, oh, there's a giant yellow pee stain on this. Okay, great. So he peed in his crate. He's not telling me when he has to pee. He's good about letting me know when he has to, pardon my French.
Poo.
Crap. But... He's peeing, but, you know, like, here's what I heard. So my wife is at a doctor's appointment, and she had to take Dev with her to the doctor's appointment. And so she then the dog is here. And so I then hear yelping, but you never get the dog out of the crate when they are crying, because then they think that the crying got you out. So they say you have to wait even just for a second of silence, and then you get them out. And so, but I took my headphones off, and I heard her yelping louder than before. Good news. I go in. I wait for a quiet moment. No, wife and baby are at the doctor's.
You did it again. You called your dog a her.
Did I really?
You did.
Oh, yeah. We thought you were talking about Lou.
Oh, sorry. You're She's like, yelping she louder again. Than ever before.
He.
Rexy. Sorry. He, dog. He is yelping. But then I wait for a brief moment of silence. Luckily, there was nothing yet in the pen, in his crate. No pee. Took him outside. Rush him downstairs. Take him outside. And he pees within the first minute. And then I run back up here. And all is well.
Wow.
But now he's just walking around. Now he's just walking around the bathroom, which is actually a pretty safe area.
Yeah, because
I have all the other doors closed. There's nothing else he can get into, and it's hard floor in there. Mm-hmm. So if he does, pardon my French, whiz it big time.
Yeah, that's where I would keep him.
I can clean it up pretty easy. But can I ask you a question, Donna, real quick?
Oh, sure, Steve. I'm here for you.
We're gonna get tipsy after the break. We got some good tips. I need a tip from someone. Does it take a dog a while to understand what treats are? Do they have to acquire a taste for a treat? Because I've now tried two treats that aren't his kibble.
She is absolutely dumbfounded. No, Donna.
Oh, sorry.
No,
Donna's not a he.
Yeah, jeez. Not usually. I would say they take to it immediately. They're
but
like,
see, I wonder if that's because you have older dogs, though, who have already experienced treats. I wonder if for a puppy, if they've never had a treat, it's like your first time introducing it to them. Like he said, like this chicken stick thing, and then just like a freeze-dried liver or something like that. That's supposed to be like the treat that all dogs love, great for training. Totally uninterested. Spit it out of his mouth.
No way.
Does he have teeth yet?
He is. Oh, he's got teeth. Very sharp teeth.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
The way he lunged at Dev's face this morning, thinking Dev is his little playmate, not realizing Dev is not a chew toy.
Oh, no.
It's
you might need to get, you need to call our buddy Katie Canine.
Katie Canine.
And get Dev some stilts. He's walking now.
I'm walking here. Oh no, they're going to be best friends. Those two.
Oh no, it's just he thinks he's a playmate, and so he just tries to chomp on him. That's how they say hi.
I know. Hey, before we go, I got to tell you about listener rewards, because we got some good stuff. You guys, you can get lit with a $1,500 lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights. We love them. We love Staples. We're giving away a $200 Staples gift card for a home office upgrade. We got $100 to Dick's Sporting Goods. Love them too. We got Starbucks gift cards. We got Chipotle. You love Chipotle.
Love Chipotle. You can see it all. It's in our listener rewards on the app or on the website, mytalk1071.com. We are getting tipsy and we are tackling grout.
With Dawn McClain.
With Dawn McClain.
The Grout Master.
The Grout Master. I am Grout. When we come back, it's Dawn and Steve on My Talk.
Welcome back, you guys. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Don't forget, again, confessions coming up at 11:30. Today, we just want to know, what is the last thing you genuinely apologized for? Easy peasy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're honest, it's easy peasy.
Right? Well, we'll find out coming up at 11:30. You can give us a call. You can also go to our Facebook page and answer that question. Or you could call us anonymously at 11:30. And we'll get to the bottom of that.
Time for a tip. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
All right, Dawn.
Yeah.
Let's talk about shower, bathroom, bathtub, grout.
I don't have a tip. I need a tip.
You need a tip.
Okay. Oh, you need a tip. You. Okay, we can help you.
I need help. If you go to my Twitter, Dawn at Dark, I tweeted both of you.
Okay.
It's a really boring picture, but it is the bathroom shower in our house. And it has tiny grout. It's like tiles with very, very small area. And it gets kind of dingy in there. And so the areas where the shower hits it, it gets like, you know, after a while, it gets gross. So I think that's tiny?
I think that's normal.
Well, maybe the perspective just isn't right when you're looking at it. But it's very, like, it's very tiny.
Did you tweet me? I don't feel like you tweeted me.
Steve Patterson. What did I do? Who did I tweet? Did I tweet Jason? On Maybe. Accident?
Oh, you got the wrong Steve Patterson. He is at KSTP Steve.
Oh, what? Well,
you may have sent it to probably a Canadian-based comedian.
Really?
There's a Canadian-based comedian named Steve Patterson.
Steve Patterson 7.
Whoops. He's only got 55 followers. What up, Steve?
Okay.
I can't wait to hear what he thinks.
Dawn, you know, I'm with you. I can't find anything to get the tile itself clean.
So I use this scrubbing bubble shower spray.
That's what I use.
It's like, you know, it's a foaming one, so it stays on there a little longer. I've got this scrub brush. And then I'm like, I don't like it. It's just not enough. It's not good enough. So I took bleach with a toothbrush, and I'm going in between, and it's such a pain. Like, I'm just...
So you're just concerned with the grout.
Well, the white tiles are fine. Like the scrubbing,
mine are dirty.
The scrubbing bubbles got rid of that. You know, anything that wasn't bad. It's the stuff in between that like gets brownish if you don't do it enough. You know,
interesting.
So, if someone says white vinegar and baking soda again,
hey.
I mean, it's easy. It can't clean everything.
Yes, it can.
Is that what you were going to say, Steve?
Well, I mean, if you haven't tried vinegar, I just feel like you have sort of prematurely come to the masses for assistance, because I know it's boring. I get it.
I got something to say.
Oh, babushka lady has something.
Yes, OxyClean.
What? I have a feeling that the grout is beige. I don't think that's white grout.
Really?
Because they make different color grout.
That. Yes, they do.
Because I have like beige grout in my backsplash in my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's white grout. I don't think it's dirty.
Oh my God. Here I am going to town on this thing.
That is an interesting plot twist.
Ooh, I'll have to investigate that a little bit more today and let you guys know. It's riveting radio.
No, people like to help. Look, we've got calls coming in.
We do.
Okay, well, we're going to open the vinegar line.
Yeah.
Our vinegar operators are standing by.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Teresa.
Okay, Teresa. Do you know how to clean grout, tiny grout?
There's two different products. One is a bleach pen that you just draw on it. You can get that at Menards.
Oh, bleach pen. Yeah.
You just draw on the grout and you leave it on there and then rinse it off.
Okay.
And the other product is, if it's a little bit rusty, which it might be, it's called Wink. And it's in a brown bottle and you can get that at any hardware store, usually in some grocery stores.
And it's called Wink?
Put that on Wink, like you wink your eye.
Yeah, Wink. Okay.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
So those are the products and they work great and you just have to... Sometimes with the Wink, you have to scrub it a little bit, but you let it sit for like 20 minutes and it pulls off all the rust.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Teresa.
Bye. You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, so we've got a bleach pen. We've got Wink in the brown bottle.
Uh-huh.
Should we see if anybody's got anything
else? Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Guten Tag. You're on with Donna and Steve and Dawn.
Hi, good morning. I just read yesterday something right on this subject, having the same problem, that you can do either hydrogen peroxide and baking soda or bleach and baking soda.
Okay.
I haven't tried it yet, but I just, you know, I just read it yesterday.
Thank you.
All right.
Mix that. Peroxide's really good at lightening things up because it lightens your hair.
Oh, right. You know, I haven't been able to find it in the store, though, because I wanted to use it to clean my earrings. And you can't find alcohol or hydrogen peroxide
because
purchased it all to make hand sanitizers and to clean things.
I didn't know that.
Crazy right now.
Wow. I didn't know that was
a
thing.
Unless someone's going to tweet me, hopefully, and tell me where I can get some hydro.
Okay, while we're on the subject, I also need a good tile cleaner. Like, I tried Comet.
Have you tried elbow grease yet?
Steve.
Uh-oh.
Go check on your puppy. So, I also, Mr. Clean, what do you call that thing?
The magic eraser.
Yeah, like, that helps a little, but you still can't get all of it. Yes?
Sorry. I mean, I gotta get this dog back in the crate. He was doing good in the bathroom.
He's not doing good now?
Well, hey. He's going to...
You got to say his name. Say his name.
Yeah, he's really been unresponsive to Rex so far. Rex! Hey, Rex!
Rex.
He's
Rex,
burrowing. Rex. Oh, hang on. He might be getting cords. Give me one moment.
Alrighty.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
The girl from Ipanema goes past.
Let's take one more.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Right. Hello. You're on with Donna and Steve and Dawn. Do you know about grout?
Yes.
You know about grout.
What's your name?
My name's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
What do you know about grout?
Okay, so I've been following this account on Instagram. It's called Go Clean Co. But she uses a combination of hot water, bleach, and powdered Tide.
Oh.
It cleans everything. Your floor, your cabinets, your laundry, and especially grout. So you mix, like pour that on your shower, scrub it. You still have to scrub it with a brush.
Yeah. Well, I've done plenty of that, so I'm used to it.
So powdered Tide, hot water,
and bleach. And if you go to her account, I think it's like a gallon of hot water, a teaspoon of powdered Tide, and a quarter cup of bleach. She has the exact measurement.
Ratio. Okay, Go Clean Co.
Yes, Go Clean Co.
Thank you
By the
so
way,
much.
Steve Paterson is who, not even Patterson, Steve Paterson is who you originally tweeted. He's from Great Britain and has a picture of assorted meats that he recently purchased. I like this Steve Paterson guy.
I see that.
I should follow him.
It is Paterson.
He's going to be the only person I follow on Twitter. Truly, he is, boom, my only follow.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. We're going to have a dirt alert when we come back, and then Steve's going to wonder where all the movie theater popcorn is going.